Yeah, I thought we got better today. Yeah, these guys came out and very focused, and we definitely took a step forward today.
It seemed like Mallett was a little sharper as well.
Yeah, I thought he had a good day.
It seemed like they both settled down as the day wore on. How would you evaluate just from start to finish of practice how the two quarterbacks played, or all three?
And, you know, I'm not going to really get into evaluations. I would just tell you that they all came out and competed today. They all repped with different groups. And I thought as a team we got better today.
A little different schedule tomorrow, practicing at night. How will that affect just your team?
We'll get them up in the morning. You know, we'll meet today and tonight and walk through tonight. Then we'll get them up in the morning and meet and walk through some more and come out here tomorrow night full pads. My strategic plan to improve? I'm not telling you that, Stephanie. I can promise you that. I mean, whatever you decipher out here, that's our strategic plan. Whatever you see out here, that's what we're trying to do.
Hopkins obviously took a step last year. But it seems like with, you know, Andre not being here and just continues to maybe move himself forward again.
Yeah, he had a good day today. He's had a good training camp so far. He came back early, and he really performed well in the early training camp, and he's had two good days here too. That would be absolutely untrue. Every play, every day is evaluated. These guys are very even, and no decisions have been made.
What were you pleased with and not pleased with at today's practice?
There weren't too many things that I wasn't pleased with. I thought we came out here and got better. You know, I thought these guys competed hard, you know, on both sides of the ball, and we made plays on both sides of the ball. I thought we got better on a kickoff team today, worked our kickoff coverage, so... Looked like we found a couple guys there that are candidates to be on that kickoff team, so I thought we got better today.
Well, outside of Arian, how's the running backs shaping up in terms of, you know, number two or someone like, you know, Grimes coming in and all the new guys?
All those guys have good roles for us, you know, especially the guys that were here last year. Arian's had a very good training camp to this point, had a really good day today. Alfred Blue is a solid, steady performer, one of our core special teams guys, and a first and second down running back. Jonathan Grimes, a very smart player. We use him more in substituted situations, but a very smart player, and he's had a good camp. Chris Polk's been a good addition. Jay Prosh at fullback, gotten better from last year. You know, I think that's a very competitive position. Kenny Hilliard coming in here, we're getting him some extra work after practice. I think that's going to help him. So I like the depth there and the competition at that position. I think I've said this time and time again. You know, if I was a young player on either side of the ball, I would definitely, attach myself to him. And basically, how do you do it? How do you eat? How do you lift? How do you work out? What's your daily routine? Because in addition to being, you know, obviously very talented, he's got a tremendous work ethic. He's got a tremendous heart, and he's a great practice player, and obviously a great game player. So. And he's a smart player. He's a very smart player. So when you say, you know, you see him giving advice, yeah, when he's not in there, he's talking to the younger players and trying to tell them, give them some tips on what they should be looking for and things like that. And I would listen to him if I was them.
With Clowney, do y'all have a goal in place of when you hope to have him back, like by that third preseason game, the same would be the most important decision? Is that what you want to do?
You know, Jason, I would say that the goal is to get him back on the field by about August 17th and then go from there.
What about Nick? He made progress during OTAs and looked out there yesterday.
Did you say Nick's?
Yeah.
Yeah,
he got the field a little early today, but it seems like he's getting back to where you guys need him to be.
Yeah, I'm not sure what happened to him today, but I he came back and passed a conditioning test, I mean, which is a big, big accomplishment for him. And he's worked very hard this offseason. And so, you know, I think if he keeps stringing days together where he can improve every day and get better, you know, I think he's off to a good start.
And you like football-wise what you're seeing out of him?
Yes. Now, you know, don't get me wrong. He's not headed for Canton quite yet, but I mean, he's getting better every day.
Any anything specific about that August 17th date? Or that might give you a couple preseason games to see him?
I don't know. See how he is on the 17th.
For your returners, what things are you looking at to evaluate?
Say that again, Stephanie. I didn't hear you. For the returners?
For special teams returns, what things do you look at when you're looking at that, and what things are you really trying to push the rookies to learn that may make the team buy something?
Number one is ability to catch the ball. As simple as that sounds, go back there and make the catch. Field the punt, field the kickoff. And then once that's accomplished, and I think all of those guys are working, that's a totally different task than catching a pass. Totally different. You have to judge the trajectory of the ball, the nose of the ball, the wind, the type of punter or kicker that's kicking to you. I mean, that takes a lot of work. So once we feel like they've gotten that down, then it's about, you know, what's their instincts as far as being a returner? You know, can they get the ball and then catch it cleanly and then go make a play? Make smart decisions with the ball, that's what we're looking for. And we won't really see a lot of that until, you know, the games.
So there's nobody in particular that has stood out to you in special teams?
No.
Do you feel confident that Connie can get back on the field on the 17th? I know that's the goal.
Do I feel confident? Yeah, I'm confident. I'm confident that he'll be back here on that day. Now, again, come out here tomorrow. You never know. He's working very hard. But as I stand here today, I feel confident about his ability to be back out there doing something on August 17th.
Bill Quisenberry just walks by, and obviously he's still working out on and on. Where does it stand right now? I mean, would you guys try and get him back for the start of the season, or how do you handle that?
The start of this season? I think we're taking it day to day. You know, he's still receiving treatments. First of all, I mean, what an incredible story. I want to make sure that everybody knows, with that being said, you know, there's a few different reasons why he's still here. I think number one is we're standing by him as he goes through his cancer treatments. That's number one. We care about him as a person. He comes from a great family. We've gotten to know his family. He's, you know, we're close to David. We care about him as a person. But I think in addition to that, you know, when I first got here, I really saw the potential of a very good football player, which I know Gary Kubiak saw the same thing. And so I think that there's a guy there that's gone through a tough time, has really made it a long way. Now, whether he can get back out on the field this year is yet to be determined. But that guy, you know, if he can get back, that guy can play football. He's smart, he's tough, he's big, he's athletic. So we're glad that he's still here.
How do you work through the challenges of getting your team better and stronger, but not pushing them so far that the bodies break down by the time of the season?
It's different strokes for different folks. You know, you got some guys out there that are in their mid-30s. You got some guys out there that are 20, 21 years old, you know, so some guys have played thousands and thousands of snaps in this league. Some guys have not. So I think you have to do a good job of gauging. Every single guy is a little bit different. You know, some days out here we'll give the veterans a day off and we'll practice the younger guys more. You know, some days we'll grind it through, like today. You know, today and yesterday were a grind. Monday night's going to be a grind, you know, but we're only 2 days in, but I believe that we do a good job of gauging that based on who they are and how long they've played.
Has your philosophy on that changed at all year to year from last year to this year?
No, I think when you know, you have to be realistic, you have to be smart. You know, some of these guys have played a lot of football. Like, you know, how many more, you know, double team blocks and down blocks does Vince Wilfork need to see? I mean, he's taken on 17,000 of them in his life. You know, now does he have to get out here some days and work his technique and get better? Yeah, as opposed to Lewis Nix, who hasn't played a lot of football in this league yet. He needs to get out there and get a bunch of reps. So, you know, I think we look at that and we take it individual by individual.
Andy Bullock, coach, in the kicking game, what would you do? Are you having any emphasis on his kicking game and individual coaching? And what do you see so far on Randy's game and the team? What were specific?
Randy had a good spring, and Randy kicked well today. Randy's got a strong leg, and we have very high expectations for Randy. Randy was drafted here, and you know, we're looking for Randy to be a top kicker.
There's a lot of tension with Wilfork and JJ, but what about Jerry Frank and his evolution?
Yeah.
Is it a lot harder for him to do what he does because the other two freelance so much?
Well, I think he's a very smart player. Not enough said about Jared Crick. You know, he's kind of an unsung hero. You know, he had a really good year last year. He's a very tough guy. He's out here every day. Never takes a day off. You know, he's out here all the time. He's gotten better within our scheme. I think when we came in, it was a little bit different than what he had been playing before. And, you know, I thought he went out there last year and last spring and really did a good job. And he's he's picking up where he left off.
There's so much talk about how good this defense can be, a top five defense. It's very early, but I mean, do you see that potential that if everything clicks, this could be the strength of the team?
Oh, you know, I think that every year is different, and you know, I think we have some very talented players. I do believe that our depth is better there, but they got to go out there and do it. You know, they got to go out there and do it, and they got to do it in the preseason. You know, probably on a limited basis, and then when the season starts, they got to be ready to roll. So, you know, I have confidence in them. I really enjoy the guys on that side of the ball. They work very hard, but you know, they got to go do it. Yes. Brian Cushing's had a good offseason. You know, he's healthy. He's come back in great shape. Another guy that went out there the other day and really did a great job in a conditioning test. And he's a leader of our, you know, one of the leaders of our team, and very smart guy, knows our system better. So, you know, we're really glad he's out there.
Obviously, I can't see every single snap out there, but it looks like the game doesn't look too big for Kevin Johnson.
Yeah.
As far as keeping up with things, what are your impressions of him so far?
Yeah, he's come in here and done a nice job. You know, he's aggressive. He'll make his mistakes. You know, it's a totally different ball game than college, but he's an aggressive kid. He's very, very smart, very respectful of the game. He's learning from two guys, J.J. and Kareem, that have played a lot of football. So, so far, he's gotten off to a good start.
What about Jalen? You know, he missed some time.
Yeah.
He come back. He said he lost about 20 pounds.
Yeah.
Is he where you want to be right now?
Right now, I'd say, you know, he's still got a ways to go, but he came back in shape, passing conditioning test. He's had two decent days of practice, decent days, you know, and he just needs to keep stringing them together. He's had a good couple days here, and that's good for us to see that.
Well, I think Christian behind Vince Wilfork, with his instincts and football IQ, seems like Wilfork really opens up Christian to just be a monster behind him against the run this year.
Well, you know, Kush is a very instinctive player, and you know, adding Vince to the mix, you know, obviously will help. And you know, that's our number one priority, Jason, is to stop the run. So, you know, we need to be able to go out there and do it, and Kush is a big part of that.
Whenever Mallett does something good, a lot of cheers, not much of that for Hoyer. Do you care at all about?
I don't get into that. You know, I don't get into that. You know, I know what both those guys do in the building. I take a lot of pride in both those guys. You know, I know both those guys very well. You know, I read. I understand what's written out there. And, you know, sometimes it pisses me off, to be honest with you. You know, because these are two guys that are good quarterbacks that have played in this league. They work very hard. They're out here busting their ass every day to get better. And I think the city of Houston should be proud of both of them. And I think the media should understand that these guys can play. And, you know, they got to go out there and do it. Look, if they don't go out there and do it, they don't do it. But I have a lot of faith in those guys. One guy will start, one guy will be the backup, and I'm looking forward to continuing to coach them. I think they're two good quarterbacks, and I like both of them.
Is it easier for you to go back now after 2 days of training camp with both of them having a full day reps with the ones and be able to watch the film side by side of the two?
I mean, you know, we don't really look at it that way because, you know, sometimes they're with the ones, sometimes they're with the twos. I think that it's more of compiling it throughout the time period that we have before we make a decision, whenever that time is. So, you know, we don't have two TV screens in the film room and say, okay, let's look at Hoyer's day yesterday and Mallett's day. You know, we don't get into all that. We just try to look at every rep and try to make good decisions based on what's best for the team.
Is it fair to say that when the pads go on and you get a couple preseason games under the belt, that's when the best assessment will come?
You never know. You know, you never know. I think that when the time's right to make a decision, we'll make the decision.